I'm Chinee Ogwumike.
I'm Lisa Leslie, and we're very excited to tell you about our new podcast with Blue Wire, Front and Center.
Lisa and I are breaking down what's going on in our lives, in the world, and keeping it 100.
We're also learning from amazing guests as well, like Emmanuel Acho.
People that show love to me, I forever got their back.
Vivica A. Fox.
If the foundation isn't right, then the rest of it's going to go wrong from there.
And more.
Subscribe to Front and Center today.
This is a Web Canopy Studio production.
Welcome everybody to dropping the gloves with John Scott and Tim Wurzburger. Hey Tim,
what's up, John? Little remix there, huh? You've been practicing that all week.
All week. How did it turn out? Better than I expected, probably.
It was a solid 5 out of 7.
Ooh, out of seven. Strange ranking. How are you, Tim? How's your life doing?
My what?
Your life.
Oh, my life. My life is good. Yeah, life is good. Don't have COVID, so that's a good thing.
Did you get tested or no?
No.
Okay. All right, just checking. I know it's annoying. My fantasy football quarterback all of a sudden has COVID symptoms, so now he's got to be out until Sunday. So it's like, I don't know if I dress him, Matt Stafford from the Lions. So I don't know. This COVID thing affecting me in a big way. I don't like it. With my podcast host being in quarantine for a few weeks, now my fantasy football quarterback. It's real, folks. It's real. And it is not good. It is not good. But anyways, Tim, on a brighter note, this no-hit thing with the OHL has got me thinking. Has it gotten you thinking?
Yeah, it sure has. I've been thinking about it all week.
So, did we talk about this on air? Or did we talk about it off air? I can't remember last week.
We have not shared this idea on air yet.
Hey, do you know that you say idea?
Okay, but you say pitcher instead of picture. Drives me nuts. Pitcher. Every time you say it, it's picture with a C. You always say pitcher.
Pitcher.
You say pitcher. Oh, she took my pitcher.
Idea. I don't put an extra letter in there. Anyways, everybody, we were talking about this no-hit thing and how it drives me crazy. And we were just kind of batting around ideas and how it's going to work in the OHL. And then we came across this little thing. It's like, well, who in the NHL would just thrive if there was no hitting? If there was no contact, no fear of getting blown up in the middle of the ice, no fear of going in the corners, just no fear whatsoever. It was shinny league. But even worse, because there's refs to call penalties if there ever was a hit. Who in the NHL would thrive in this situation? Because there's a lot of guys that use the physicality to their benefit. A guy like Alex Ovechkin, he gets his game going when he starts throwing the body around. You know that you're in trouble if Ovi comes out and he's just laying bodies. And if you hit him, it kind of gets him into the game. Another guy was like that was Evgeny Malkin. The thing with Malkin was, he could turn it on at the drop of a hat. And our game plan for him was just leave him be. Don't wake him up. Don't hit him. Don't do anything. So if I had a chance to light him up in the middle of the ice, I would not take it unless I knew I was going to really bury him. You just kind of leave him be. You don't talk to him, because as soon as you anger him or just get him upset a little bit, he turns it on and you turn it into a completely different player. So players like that, they're not on this list. We're talking guys who don't like to get hit. They don't like the physical game. What would a 5-man roster look like of 5 guys who just are not physical players? And so me and Tim created a 5-man roster, 3 forwards, 2 D. And I went left wing, right wing, center, Tim. I did a correct lineup. I didn't just pick 3 centermen.
I did too.
All right. Then we're going to just playfully batted around, and we're going to throw it on the internet. And the winner will get a prize, a dinner, for one at Panera Bread. Is that okay with you, Tim? Can you afford that?
Yeah, it's pretty fancy.
I know, Panera Bread. The reason I say Panera is because I was driving the other day and I texted my hockey team here in town. I'm like, I'm driving on this street. Where should I go to grab a bite to eat? And they all said, Panera Bread. And I just totally ignored them and went to a fast food place and got a triple burger with cheese. But that's why Panera Bread is stuck in my head right now. So anyways, moving forward. Tim, I think we should go one for one.
Okay.
You pick a forward, I'll pick a forward. Now, what happens if we overlap? Because there are a lot of guys who, you know, I'm guessing we're going to take this. Me and Tim have not talked. How about you pick a guy? I have backup players. So go for it, Tim. You can pick your first forward, any position. Go ahead.
Okay. My first one of a player who would thrive in a league with no hitting, my right winger, Phil Kessel. I think he would love to not be able to hit. I think he would love to just score goals and do what he wants on the ice without being touched. Phil Kessel would thrive in the no-hit league.
Wow, that is an interesting pick because I think he lives in the no-hit league already as it is. That guy just does not play the body whatsoever. He shies away from any contact at all, even in the defensive zone. Have you seen that guy get in the lane of a shot ever? Not a chance.
Never.
He doesn't like anything touching him. So good pick, Phil. Interesting. I see where you're going with this. You're picking kind of off-the-wall picks, whereas I'm going mainstream.
Okay.
I'm going guys who can really handle the puck. So my first selection on the left wing is Jonathan Gaudreau. The guy has hands for days. He has injury issues because of the contact he's taken. But if you take that out of the way, no hitting, the guy's a magician. He has arguably the best hands in the league. And to just throw a puck out there and say, go ahead, don't worry about getting your head taken off, cut through the middle, you can stop up, you can do whatever you want. He's lethal. He is absolutely lethal. He's not a goal scorer, but he is a playmaker. So it would be fun to see him on the ice. That's my first pick.
That's
do you
a
have
good
any
one.
Qualms with that, Tim?
No, that's a good pick. He was on my list, but I didn't end up going with him. He was one of my safeties, one of my backups. My next one, I'm going to go right to left. So my center is Jonathan Drouin. I think this guy, he's just got like the slickest hands. He's so talented, like with the puck. The videos that he puts up of just like his skills competition, that kind of stuff. A guy that can't really hang to this level on the NHL because everyone's bigger and stronger than he is. But you saw what he did in juniors. I'm sure he just lights people up in practice and with his moves and stuff. So to be able to do what he can do without having to worry about being pushed off the puck, I think he would thrive.
I cannot believe you put this guy on your team. Honestly, Jonathan Drouin.
You didn't say like pick your team. You said let's pick a roster of guys. It's like my dream team of players.
But if you're going to assemble a team with no contact, you're putting Jonathan Drouin and Phil Kessel as your first two.
No,
picks.
That was not the question. The question was who would thrive under no hitting, and those are two of the names.
Exactly
that came
what
to
I just said.
No,
that's exactly what
pick
I just
the best
said.
Team. No, it's totally different. It's totally different.
Well, then I'm going to win this bet because my second forward, I had my left wing. Now I'm going on the right wing. If you were to pick the two best guys in the league with hands, it would be Gaudreau or friend of the show, Patrick Kane. I'm taking Patrick Kane for my right winger.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
I just think if there's no contact, he puts up 250 points, Patty Kane. He would thrive with no contact.
Is
better hands than Drouin. He would absolutely. I would think he would lead the league in points every single year. If there was no,
is McDavid absolutely. Your center? Is McDavid your center?
No, because I think McDavid thrives under contact. I think he enjoys contact. So yes, my two first picks are Gaudreau and Kane, and yours are Drouin and Kessel.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's your centerman, Tim?
No, Drouin's my centerman. And
okay, who's your right wing?
No, right wing is Kessel. My left wing is Louis Erickson. Do I have to explain why? This guy, if he was playing the last decade in a no-hitting league, he would be a point-per-game player, and he'd probably have a cup to his name.
You're picking players who don't know how to play hockey when there is checking.
So, right. So that in a no-checking league, that would be great.
I see where you went with this, where you went with guys who just stay to have their head down always. Okay, I got you. Because Louis gets lit up left and right. I remember when I played with Buffalo and I buried him, Steve Ott. I felt bad after hitting him. Otter came in the room. He's like, yeah, I played with him for years in Dallas, and he would just get destroyed all the time. And he's like, yeah, we called him sideways buckets or something, because every time he got hit, his helmet would be on sideways. he just didn't watch at all. And the same thing with my hit on him. He dumped the puck in, and then he just casually watched his dump. You don't watch a dump when I'm coming across the middle, Louie. You got to watch out. I'm a predator out there, baby. So, all right. I feel bad about my pick.
Okay, lay it on me.
My centerman was a toss-up between two European young forwards who were just magicians with the puck. It was a toss-up between Sebastian Aho or Pettersson from Vancouver. But I took Pettersson because he's just special with the puck. The only qualms I have with my lineup is I don't have a goal scorer. You have Phil Kessel, who can fill the net. Pun intended. Fill the thrill. So that's the only issue with my team up front. Yes, they will score goals, but I don't have that proven goal scorer sniper. I went with just three guys who can just dangle the puck. They can skate with the puck like it's on a string. So that was my team makeup. I wanted guys who you could not get the puck off if there was no contact. There's no way you're going to take the puck off these guys. I also thought about players like Joe Thornton, who are just a big body guy, and if it's no contact, they just stick their bum out there, and you're not gonna move them. But I decided to go with a smaller team who could dangle, who could do creative plays, and were just fun to watch. I thought about a Matt Zuccarello. I thought about a Mitch Marner. I thought about Alex DeBrincat. I really went for small, crafty players. That's what my thought process was, Dan.
Even though sports had a break, your business did not. You have to keep moving. And that makes hiring more important than ever. Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need, and you can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which needs more quality candidates. We'll see it, and they'll see it fast. So try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through December 31st. Football is in full swing. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, division, and championship futures all day, every day. I would not bet on the Pats to win the division. That's all I'm saying. Sorry, Tim. So head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
So you want to go D now?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Let's go D. I'm scared to think of who you're going to pick.
My first one is Erik Karlsson. Obvious reason. The guy skates like the wind. Offensive upside just as good as anyone in the league. Hasn't been really quite right the last couple of years. But I think if he doesn't have to worry about hitting in his game, he can do his thing. And again, you can kind of see where I went with all of these, but Erik Karlsson is my guy at number one.
I like that pick. I never even thought about him. See, I feel like all of your players, their prime was 5 years ago. Is there a reason that you're picking them now just to kind of hopefully with the no contact league that we're assembling that they'll suddenly, you know, go back to their glory days? I don't understand why none of your guys are in their prime.
Not Jonathan Drouin. The best is yet to come for that guy.
His career's over.
No, he had a good year, I think.
Yeah. If you're Bergevin, do you consider that trade a bust, or are you still waiting it out? That maybe Drouin will turn the corner and be a superstar.
That was Drouin for Sergachev, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a disaster.
After watching Sergachev play how he did in the playoffs, I'm not saying he played great. He wasn't a Norris winner. He wasn't a Conn Smythe. Like, he wasn't a superstar, but he played fairly well. He played 15 to 20 minutes. He's a good player. So you would consider that a failure for Montreal?
I think you're underselling Sergachev. He was the number 2D on that team. He was a stud for those guys down the stretch. I think he logged more than 20 minutes, too.
You think he was number two? I thought, well, McDonough was number two. Edmund was number one. You think, all right, whatever.
All right, who's your first defenseman?
My first defenseman, this fits into your mold. The guy who, he started his career real strong, won a bunch of Stanley Cups, then just got murdered with injuries because he just could not get out of the way of body checks. Chris Letang.
Oh,
from the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Good one.
I feel like he is an underrated player. He has unbelievable skills. He can jump up in the play. When he is on his game, he's the best D-man in the league. Like, he is so fun to watch with that hair flowing behind him. He gets up and down the ice super easy. He's really hard to play against. So I'm taking Chris Letang for my first D-man. You like that, Tim?
That's a good pick. Very similar to the Karlsson pick, I think.
Very similar. At their peak, who would you take, Letang or Karlsson?
Karlsson, at their peak, yeah.
I'm taking Letang. I think Letang's a better all-around player, and I feel like he involves his teammates pretty well. He's good on the power. I don't know. Karlsson, I just have a bad taste in my mouth with him just because of the move to San Jose and how he's just tanked in his career. Maybe that's it. He's just completely cashed out. Like, I don't know. I just don't like him anymore. I used to love him as a player, but now as soon as he's gone to San Jose, I don't like him. I don't know. Personal preference. Moving on.
Yeah. So, okay. My second defenseman, my fifth player in this little exercise, I went kind of a different route with it. We mentioned it real quick, but Tyler Myers. And my reason for him is because I think he's 6'8", right? Is he taller than you?
He's up. No, he's like 6'7".
He's listed as 6'8" on NHL.com. But
well, fake news.
I think he's a guy who does not play to his size. And I bet he's had coaches his whole career saying, like, play the body more, use your size, and he's not doing it. So I bet just to have that monkey off his back where he just doesn't have to, like, all he needs is his reach and his playing ability and not having the pressure of trying to make a hit when he doesn't want to, I think would be a good relief for him. So Tyler Myers, I think, would be a lot happier to play in a league with no hitting. So that's kind of the route I went with that.
That is an unbelievable pick. I think he fits this thing perfectly. He's the best choice by far, because I played with Mizey for a few years, and you nailed it right on the head. The coaches always tried to get him to play meaner, play more physical, play with some grit and sandpaper in your game. It's not him. It's not him at all. He is a 6'7", 6'8" defenseman, but he literally is a 5'8" guy trapped in a 6'8" guy's body. Because all he wants to do is get the puck and skate and dangle and get up and down the ice. That's all he wants to do. And if you look at him without a shirt on, he's the skinniest guy I've ever seen in my life. And, like, that says a lot, because I play with Ryan Miller as well, and he's a bone rack. So that's a great pick. I like that pick. Because, like I said, with Jumbo, he could use his body. He could maneuver. He could push guys out of the way just by sticking his leg out there. Oh, I think I like that pick better than mine.
He was so good. When he came up, I'm looking at his sheet now. He had 48 points his rookie year. And I remember him like coming out of Buffalo, like, wow, this guy's going to be a stud. And he never came close to it again. His highest ever was 30 a couple of years ago. Like, I don't know what happened to him, or maybe just struck lightning his rookie year. But I thought he was going to be a stud in this league for a long time.
I thought so, too. He almost won the rookie of the year that year. He played great. And he just never reached that same level. I don't know what it was. He's a good defenseman. Like, don't get me wrong, but he's not the 1-2 guy that you thought you had early on in Buffalo. He turned into like a 3-4 guy who can, you know, log some minutes and get some points, but wasn't going to lead your team. And he doesn't have that personality, that leader personality, like, follow me, let's go, like a Hedman has, or those other big defensemen, as Shea Weber. Those guys demand respect, even though they don't go out there and throw the body around. Like, Hedman hits a little bit, but he's not like a punishing hitter. Mizey doesn't control the ice at all. He just kind of, and you're absolutely right when you say he doesn't play to his size. He almost skates hunched over. He doesn't use his presence like it's Chara. Like, you know when Chara's in the ice, that guy's 6'9".
He does skate hunched over. I've noticed that. Yeah.
Yeah, Mizey skates hunched over. He never, like, uses his full length to his advantage, defensively or offensively. So, yeah, he's still a great player. Like, he's still an unbelievable player, but just imagine if you could just embrace your whole size. I tried my whole career, especially with being a fighter. I really tried to use my length. And man, I used to wrestle with him to try to get him to be more physical and try to, like, Mizey, let's fight once or twice a year. You know, grab somebody and dummy him. Because guys would bully him because they knew he was just as, you know, soft as baby butter. So he just, baby butter, does that make sense?
Yeah, that was a good one. I like it.
Soft as a baby's butter? I don't know. Right. I don't know what's going on with me.
Who's your DJ?
But anyways, I like that pick. My last pick, I was torn with this. I went with Jared Spurgeon.
Oh.
I feel like he's a great defenseman. But if you stick him out there with no contact and just to say, go kid, like, let's see what you got. He's faster than most forwards. He's got better hands than most forwards. He's agile. He can control the puck. He's got a cannon for a shot. I just think, like, he'd be fun to watch up and down the ice. I don't know. It's a no, like, I feel bad because I just went with guys who are so good at controlling the puck. And if we ever did throw a puck out there, my team would absolutely demolish your team. Like, it would be a massacre of epic proportion. And I apologize for that because I feel like we missed the boat a little bit on trying to. We just didn't match up with what we were expecting. So
it's okay, John. It's okay. We just, we're different people.
I know. Let's not tweet this out because I don't need Panera Bread that bad. I feel like this would just be
no.
An 80% win for me. Deirdre would vote for you a couple times to make it a little interesting, but man, this would be a debacle.
She'd be making new Twitter accounts just to get me the vote. Actually, though, if you're listening, what?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, if you're listening, tweet at us with your combos, 3 forwards, 2 defensemen. I would love to see some other players.
Yeah, because I love your Tyler Myers pick. I really do. That's the pick of the draft. I feel like he's perfect for this because the guy hates contact. When I was growing up, when I first started playing professional, we had a defenseman named Sean Bell. And he was built like a brick blank house. He could skate like the wind. He had great hands, but he did not like getting hit. And if it was he would be on my team just because he was so fast. He was the fastest guy I've ever played with. And I played with some fast players. And it's not like he was this like small guy. He was 6'2", probably 240, 230. And he could just fly. But he was terrified of getting hit. So I don't know. If we ever do an AHL team, he had a cup of coffee with the Minnesota Wild, but like I said, he just can't play defense and not want to, you know, shy away from the body when you go get the puck in the corner.
Nathan Gerby's like skill set and tenacity in Tyler Myers' body. It's Eric Lindros 2.0.
Why didn't you say my body? Me and Gerby combined to be the perfect player. But I know. Isn't it funny how different players, like, you need different things to make the perfect hockey player? I don't know. Patrick Sharp always told me he was the perfect hockey player. 6 foot, 200 pounds. That's the perfect hockey player body.
He would tell you that about himself, that he was perfect?
Yeah. He says, I got the perfect hockey body. 6 foot, 200 pounds. That's it. That's exactly where you want to be. And I would just like throw him around in the ice. I'm like, perfect body, hate turkey.
He seemed like a pretty confident guy, huh?
Oh, he loves him some him. But he's, you know, he's also humble. He's a good dude. Trying to do the show. Man, we got some pretty great friends in the show, don't we? This podcast, I tell you what. It's pretty cool, pretty cool. All right, Tim, anything else you want to cover? Or you just want to cut it off right now?
No, you just you sound far away. Where are you calling in from today?
I am at the property about to just do some painting.
Nice.
Have fun. It's not nice.
What's
it's gonna be terrible.
The cabinets come in yet?
They're in. They get installed Saturday or Friday, whatever. Friday. So when this gets released, the cabinets will be in. Oh man. It's 2 weeks from today that we have to be in here.
Wow.
2 weeks. There's no cabinets up. There's no water. I installed the wood stove today, so we have heat. There's a lot to do. There's a lot to do. And I still haven't even started unpacking packing up my house and moving it over here. I don't know if we're going to be able to do it. It's going to be down to the wire. It's going to be crazy. Absolutely crazy. But we might have to get your shoulder work going, Tim. Help me lift some boxes.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just put me to work. Buy me a pizza. We'll call it even.
Tim?
Yeah?
Sorry, I lost you. I said we might need to get you moving some boxes. Sorry.
I know. Yeah. I said I'll help out for sure. So buy me some pizza for dinner or something and we'll call it even.
Will do, buddy. All right. Well, I got to get painting. You got to get to sleep. You need your. How's your sleeping going, by the way?
Well, I got to have dinner. I haven't eaten yet still. But.
By yourself or with someone special?
By myself. I'm going to make some Asian food and a wok. So.
Oh, you're so progressive. Look at you.
I know.
All the ethnicities. That's great. Good for you. All right. Well, good luck with that, Tim. I'll talk to everybody next week. I hope you have a good weekend. Cheers.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening. Make sure you're following the show on Twitter at @dropping_gloves for episode highlights, behind-the-scenes content, sneak peeks, and giveaways. Check out johnscottallstar.com/shop for merchandise, including t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and so much more. And please, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It's so important to helping us grow so we can keep delivering the hockey content and interviews with the players you love. Thanks, and see you next time.